Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Corral Fire, burning to the east of Hoopa in the Trinity Alps, has burned nearly 3,000 acres and attracted the attention of more than 300 personnel, including helicopters, an air tanker, and bulldozer crews. The Corral Fire is burning in the old Megrim fire area that scorched the region in 1999. The fire is moving northeasterly, and backing fires have been set to the south and west to contain the spread in those directions. Smoke remains a concern, as does the air quality in the region, but so far there have been no road closures or evacuations in the area. The Butler Fire near Sawyer's Bar, further to the east, has now burned more than 13,000 acres, and more than 1,000 personnel are on scene battling the blaze. The fire continues a slow advance toward the community of Forks of Salmon, and road and area closures in the Klamath National Forest remain in effect. Former State Senator Pat Wiggins, who represented the North Coast in the State Senate from 2006 until 2010, when she decided to not run for re-election, has died at the age of 73. Wiggins began her political career as a Santa Rosa City Council member and then served three terms in the State Assembly before winning election to the Senate in 2006. Assemblymember Wes Chesbrough issued a statement honoring Wiggins, and I quote, "Pat Wiggins was a powerful leader for her constituents and for all the people of California. Representing overlapping districts in the Assembly and State Senate, we were legislative partners who worked together to defend the coast, restore fisheries, and protect rural health care and education." Unquote. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1400 block of East Street in Eureka on Wednesday. The search warrant was obtained following up on an unrelated neighborhood complaint which led detectives to a suspected marijuana grow. An indoor grow was found on site, and more than 300 plants were confiscated, along with 15 opium poppy plants being grown on site. Two people at the residence were interviewed and released, and no arrests have been made at this time. Search and rescue personnel from the sheriff's office are searching an area outside of Orleans for missing hiker and camper Anna Maria Rodriguez, who was reported missing by her family on Wednesday. Rodriguez had told her brother she planned on spending time camping and hiking in an area about 3 miles east from Orleans, something she has done twice in the past. This time, however, she failed to show up at the designated meeting time, which was last Friday. Rodriguez took camping equipment, food, clothes, and a cell phone, although the cell phone has been turned off, either voluntarily or because of a technical problem like a dead battery. Rodriguez is an adult female, 5'5", 180 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In 2009, the Eureka City School Board voted to close down Winship Middle School as part of a spending cutback plan to save more than $2 million. In October of 2012, the school board reversed that decision and voted to reopen Winship Middle School for the fall 2013 semester. Eureka Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains.
The reason that it closed was the declining enrollment that was happening in Eureka City Schools, and the board was forced to make a very difficult choice on what to do to try to have some budget savings around the district.
With growing enrollment, a lack of which was part of the reason for declining state funding and led to budget cuts, Eureka City Schools needs more space, and Winship fits the bill.
More recently, we've had very strong enrollment in our elementary schools and specifically in our primary grades, and that strong enrollment has created the need to move our sixth grade classes off of the elementary campuses because they're simply getting too full and created that need to reopen Winship.
Van Vleck also pointed out that the savings realized during the closure have been reinvested into operational cost at Winship, and that any decision that includes an investment in students and education is always a good one. And a reminder, you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.